This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. The losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. As security quickly gets worse in Afghanistan, the United States is sending troops to help evacuate some personnel from its embassy. Britain's government has announced that it will also send 600 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate its personnel. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Some 3,000 troops will enter Afghanistan in the next 2 days to help with the partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. The State Department's ordering more Americans to leave as the Taliban continue a fast offensive and now effectively control two-thirds of the country.
We have been gravely concerned by developments.
Spokesman Ned Price says the embassy will stay open, just drop to a core staff at the Pentagon.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
John Kirby says the troops will be there to help the evacuation, not get involved in the war again. The U.S. role in the war formally ends August 31st. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The city of San Francisco will require proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 for a number of indoor activities, such as visiting restaurants, bars, and gyms. Mayor London Breed made the announcement on Thursday. Breed said the aim of the mandate is to keep the city on a path of recovery from the pandemic.
To continue to open, to make sure that people are healthy, to make sure we're protected, to make sure that we're in a good place as a city from a public health perspective so that our economy can really recover to its fullest extent.
The announcement comes one day after California Governor Gavin Newsom said all employees at public and private schools in California will have to show proof of vaccination or face weekly testing. The U.S. Census Bureau has issued its most detailed portrait yet of how the United States has changed over the past decade. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The 2020 census figures show continued migration to the South and West and population losses in the Mississippi Delta and Appalachia. But the Bureau's Mark Perry sees a shift in the patterns.
Most states in the West continue to be in the fastest growth category, but this is no longer true in the South. In that region, only 5 states and the District of Columbia were in the fastest growing category.
The numbers also indicate the white population of the U.S. is aging and has fallen to its smallest share of total population on record, while the nation's population under 18 is increasingly diverse. Overall, Perry says the last decade saw the second slowest population growth on record.
Only the 1930s had slower growth.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Entertainer Britney Spears' father agreed Thursday to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life and money for 13 years, according to several media reports. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
James Spears says in legal documents there are no grounds for his removal, but he does not believe engaging in a public battle with his daughter over being her conservator would be in her best interest. Britney Spears had said in court this summer that the conservatorship was abusive. James Spears had overseen his daughter's finances and personal affairs from 2008 to 2019 when he transitioned to only overseeing her finances and the court appointed another conservator for her personal life. Britney Spears' lawyer Matthew Rosengart says James Spears stepping down is vindication for Britney. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell for a third straight time last week. The number of applications has fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.